Hello everyone, here I am belatedly with Octava Day 5. I'm rather behind, but never mind, better late than never. This is about a song that evokes a certain memory. I've got lots of music on my hard drive and most of it does provoke some kind of memory, but there's so many, I just didn't know which one to choose. So I kept listening to the music and thinking, oh, I'll have that one, I'll have that one, I'll have that one. Because when you listen to music, it's a bit like a tapestry. It's all woven together, different strands to make up your life. But this one, I'm not a huge Neil Diamond fan. I have got two or three tracks of his, and this is one of them. And it reminded me of when I was in a relationship with a man from California, and we would speak at different times of the day because they're 8 hours behind us time-wise. So I would speak to him in the morning, his morning. I would speak at 5 p.m. my time. That's 9 a.m. his time. Then we would speak at 11 p.m. my time, 3 p.m. his time, and then 6 a.m. my time, 10 p.m. his time. It just fitted in with both our lives, really. And this song is about the times in between when we missed one another. And you know, sometimes he would ring me in the middle of the night, or I would ring him in the middle of my day, which was night time, or I would send him an email and say, "Are you awake?" And he would do the same, a message, and then we would talk. And it just reminds me of that time, and it's quite sad, really, because I don't think I ever told him that this song reminded him of that situation, because I actually heard it late one night on the radio after we'd finished talking. And I suppose I used to feel quite sad when we'd finished talking, because we didn't get to see each other very often. It was like I went over there for a few weeks every year. And it wasn't enough, really. And I think when you're in a long-distance relationship, it's very difficult. And if you're going to make it work, you need to be working towards one of you moving to be with the other, or both of you moving somewhere else to be together. And this was never going to work, really, if I'd thought it through, because I couldn't leave my family or my parents and animals and everything. And he didn't have any children, or he hasn't got any children or parents living or anything like that. But I don't think he would have really fitted into my family. He's a bit of a loner, really. And also he had an autoimmune disorder quite a long time before I met him, which he actually wasn't expected to survive, but he did. And he's now in remission, but it could come back any time. So he's on disability benefits in the States, and I think he could get them here for a couple of years. But if he can't work, then I wasn't in a position to support him either. So it was a bit of a non-starter. So in the end, I reluctantly came to the decision that I was doing all the travelling, which I really loved. But when it got to, you know, I could see ahead with my kidney disease deteriorating, which it did. So I don't think I would have been able to travel there very easily now. It would have been a real palaver. And so we wouldn't have been seeing one another. And I imagined us getting older and never knowing when it was going to be the last time we saw one another. You know, you just don't know. And so I just couldn't, in the end, I just couldn't cope with it anymore. So that was the main reason why I broke it off. And I did feel very sad about it at the time, because he was a good person and, you know, we were very close. But there you go, life moves on. You can't always stay in a situation just because it's the easiest thing to do. You know, it wasn't easy at all, and he didn't take it well at all. It caused quite a few problems, actually, but that's another story. Anyway, I never told him this song reminded me of him. I just heard it late one night, that was it. It was kind of our song, one of them. Anyway, without further ado, let's hear Neil Diamond with my amateurish setup, and Hello Again. Okay. Not again. Neil Diamond's gone on strike.
Hello again, hello. just called to say hello. I couldn't sleep at all tonight, and I know it's late, but I couldn't wait. Hello, my friend, hello. Just called to let you know I think about you every night when I'm here alone and you're there at home. Hello. Maybe it's been crazy, and maybe I'm to blame. But I put my heart above my head. We've been through it all, and you love me just the same. And when you're not there, I just need to hear hello, my friend, hello. It's good to meet you so. It's good to love you like I do, and to feel this way when I hear you say hello. Just called to let you know I think about you every night, and I know it's late, but I couldn't wait. Hello.
Pause recording.